Well, Tony, what did you make of that? That was an uncharacteristic performance, really, wasn't it?
I'd say tepid, you know, right from the first minute. We were very slow out of the blocks. You know, I don't think we did anything going forward. We had good possession in certain areas at times and just never made nothing of it. And, you know, we just got through a game being that way. We needed a spark, and there was no one on the pitch today who gave us that spark.
And what was the particular reason for that, do you think?
If I knew, you know, I'd be a genius. You know, people have good days. There's no way in a million years I'm going to criticise these players for what they've achieved this season and what they've done. They've trained well this week. They've been really, really on blob. But we needed a spark, and we didn't have it on the pitch today. Not one of the forward players played anywhere near what they can do. And we needed that. We needed that little bit of spark just to give us a little bit of life to push on, and we never got it all game.
Solomon's struggling at the moment for whatever reason, isn't he?
Yeah, but he played well last week against Bournemouth, and you know, really, really and truthfully, you know, deserved a goal and never got one. But you know, forwards are affected by, you know, people who create things for you. When you look at it, we've got Chadley, Morrison and Brunt. I don't think we got a cross in from any of them first half, or a finish. So it's not just Solomon, you know, that, like I say, we were tepid as a team today.
Was Matt Phillips close or not?
He should be okay for the Everton game, I think.
Which is good news, clearly.
Well, we could have done with him today.
Disappointed with the two goals you conceded?
Always disappointed with the goals. I think, you know, obviously Brunty could do better with the first one. Has come over, if he gets in there quicker, and I think he stops it, he actually waits and then reacts rather than act. And the second one, you know, it comes, we brought John on, John Lico, and he should have played Dawson, doesn't. And then we get caught two against two. And they've got players, if you look, you know, they're bringing a £15 million player off the bench to play left back. You know, they've got an unbelievable squad in lots of respects, and they shouldn't be where they are. So, you know, they're a tough team.
Yeah, that second goal, you'd be disappointed. Jonathan will have learnt his lesson, but you'd be disappointed that they didn't really come a challenge in on him.
No, I think even the shot, I think if you have a look at it's right at the end, it hits Johnny's hand, goes past Ben. I think Ben's got it covered, and it hits Johnny's hand and actually goes in the corner. But that was our day.
Just about day at the office, bounce back now, hopefully it's Everton.
Well, we got three, you know, tough away games out of the next four games, and the home game is against Arsenal. So, you know, that's what the Premier League is like. And as I've said before, you know, you get good times, you get bad times, you've got to stay level. We know what we want and what we need for next year to push on. And that was, you know, I think we came to that conclusion at Christmas. The lads have been fantastic and they've got to keep going. And, you know, hopefully then we'll improve again for next year.